Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, October the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, according to new polls, and this is kind of interesting, and I don't trust polls as far as I can throw them. I hate even reading them on the air. Because I don't know the methodology, I don't know the phone list that they draw from, the email list they draw from. I don't know if this is some, you know, far left leaning organization conducting the poll. But they are out there selling this. Man, they are selling this. Michigan voter confidence in elections substantially increased when participants were told of the 12 election practices that are already in law or in widespread use here in Michigan. According to an 800 Michigan voter survey released today by Democracy Defense Project. You got to be kidding me. MERS News Service is actually going to write a story and try to sell this. And listen to the names of the people participating in this effort. Before informing the voters about the election practices, 77% of the voters said they were confident in the validity of our elections. The data showed that when the responders were told about all 12 of the practices already in place, that confidence jumped to 94%. It went from 77 to 94, with 6% still not having confidence. They don't mention that, but do the math. 94% have confidence after they heard of these 12 practices. The data reported that the election confidence was the lowest among Trump voters and those who identified themselves as strongly Republican. 61% of Trump supporters said they have confidence in the elections, compared to 92% of the Harris supporters. Well, former Governor James Blanchard, who I almost killed a couple of times on Mackinac Island, I've told that story before, said it didn't help that the former president, when he won, he claimed the election was rigged. And when he lost, he claimed the election was rigged. Either way, whether he won or lost, he claimed the election was rigged. None of us buy into that notion, by the way, said Blanchard. None of us. You mean none of us left-leaning communist socialist progressives? Because if you look at the poll, their very own poll, 61% of Trump supporters have confidence in the election. What does that mean? 39% don't. 92% of Harris supporters do. Still, 8% of them don't. Well, Democracy Defense Project spokesperson Mark Fisk said the data heeds warning signs. There are also cause for hope that doing some basic public education around the safeguards already in place and some of the best practices that Michigan clerks are using can help restore that confidence. Kent County Republican Rhino Lisa Lyons Possumus, said, our voters trust our process. They just need to know what the process is. A communist socialist clerk, Byram, Ingham County clerk, Barb Byram, who, by the way, had the absolutely most liberal voting record when she was a state representative in Lansing, after she was term limited out, became the county clerk of Ingham County, appeared via Zoom meeting back when I was sitting in the audience the day that Cheryl Guy from Antrim County, Barb Byram, the county clerk from Ingham, and Lisa Lyons Possumus all testified via Zoom. I sat right there and heard Cheryl Guy attempt to explain the human errors that she made. And Byram, a Democrat, communist socialist, defended Cheryl Guy. And Lisa Lyons Possumus, who hired a very high-priced attorney to fight Matt DiPerna's subpoena when he wanted access to the Kent County elections, she fought him in court. She, too, defended Cheryl Guy. Well, here are the 12 points that they gave to these 800 voters, most likely voters in Michigan, that made sure they understand that the following requirements are already in law and being used as standard practices by clerks in the state of Michigan. Point number one, requiring that voting machines be tested. Point number two, requiring paper ballots to be stored in locked facilities with documented chain of custody to confirm that they are secure to prevent tampering. Bald-faced lie. Saw it with my own eyes. Wayne County, Michigan. The night of the election, November of 2020, into the morning hours the next day, when the pizza boxes were being taped up to the windows when I was inside TCF Center, formerly known as Cobo Hall, down in the basement where they used it for the big, large trucks during the auto show. I was in that building. There was no chain of custody of those fresh, newly printed, unfolded absentee ballots that were delivered into the TCF Center at 3:44 in the morning that I saw with my own eyes as I was cold because the barn doors were open, letting the heat out of the building. I lived it, people. There it was, no, and Patrick Kobach has documented this all over his website, letsfixstuff.org. There is no chain of custody in some of these counties, in some of these cities, these large cities like Detroit, for example, Wayne County, for example. Requiring paper ballots to be stored in locked facilities with documented chain of custody to confirm they are secured to prevent tampering. It may be a law on the books, but they aren't enforcing it. And I can guarantee chain of custody is not a number one priority for the Wayne County clerk. Guarantee it. Point number three, assuring that voting machines are not connected to the internet. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind on this one. Correct. They may not have a Wi-Fi modem. Correct. They may not have an Ethernet cable plugged into them, but you know what they do have? A cell phone modem. Again, go to letsfixstuff.org. Patrick Kobach has a picture of it. The cell phone modem that's in every one of these Dominion, Hart, and ES&S machines. I got a simple question for you guys. You got a smartphone. You got an iPhone. You got a newer phone. You're not one of these dinosaurs using flip phones. Can you access the internet on your cell phone? Of course you can. You can check your email. You can Google search things, DuckDuckGo. You can absolutely access the internet on your cell phone. If the machines have a cell phone modem in them, do you think they can be connected to the internet? Absolutely they can. Again, they don't have a Wi-Fi modem. Again, they don't have an Ethernet cable. The first three bullet points of this group's efforts, this poll, where they told these people these 12 bullet points, changed their perspective about whether or not our elections are secure. And out of the first three bullet points, I've had problems with two of them. The only one I agree with is they're required to test the machines. I know because I've gone to those tests. I've seen them before the election mark ballots, feed them into the machines, produce a tabulator tape, and compare the results for the numbers per the ballots they submitted. 10 ballots, 15, 20 ballots, whatever the sampling was. 12 bullet points, flaws with two of the first three. Now, here's a law, here is a standard practice that's in effect. Requiring absentee ballot drop boxes are video monitored and that the authorized clerk personnel collect the ballots daily. You're telling me every single ballot drop box in Detroit has got a camera on it, is being video monitored. And you're telling me that these clerks go there every single day and pick up the absentee ballots. Okay. Don't know if it's true or not, but this is what they're telling people. Listen to this one. Requiring that ballots to be both machine and hand counted when the results are closed. What the hell are you talking about? Vicky ran on hand counting the ballots to make sure they matched the tabulator tapes, and Cheryl Guy and her minions went nuclear nuts on her, telling us that it was going to take hours and days and possibly weeks before we could even find out the results here in Antrim County if Vicky gets elected clerk. Now they're saying it's actually in the laws or standard practices of all the clerks. Oh my God, I'm losing my mind, and I'm not even halfway through the list. We'll finish it on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. I'm going to wrap up this poll where they're talking about the public needs to be educated to the safeguards in place to have confidence in our elections. This slate of people all support this. The clerks, Lisa Lyons from Kent, the communist socialist Byram from Ingham County, former governor James Blanchard, former governor John Engler, former U.S. Congressman Mike Bishop, who, by the way, is the attorney for Pete Hoekstra's Michigan Republican Party, and many others. The next bullet point, and this is interesting, because Vicky ran on this point and won the primary here in Antrim County, require city and township clerks to update voter-qualified voting rolls and remove inactive and incorrect registrations. Incorrect registrations. What does that mean? Like people who are dead and people who no longer live in the county? Where is it exactly requiring the city and township clerks to update their qualified voter files? Is it a law or is it a standard practice? And do your clerks do it? I know for a fact that our Torch Lake Township clerk goes directly to Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State's website, daily to update her qualified voter files. Does she even go in there to look to see if there's dead people still on the rolls? Does she look to see if people who no longer live here are still on the rolls? No, she doesn't. Next bullet point. Require the number of ballots issued equals the total of absentee and in-person votes that were cast. Okay, and if they don't match, what do? They have to document that a ballot was issued and not cast. Maybe the person is dead. Maybe the person doesn't live there anymore. Maybe they didn't get it when it was mailed to them. I question that. Where is that, a law or a standard practice? Requiring state officials to use multi-state databases to check for duplicate voter registrations. I've already had people text me that they got two ballots. It's already happened. So where exactly is the law being forced on that one? It isn't. Next bullet point. Requiring making sure the signatures on absentee ballots match the signatures in the official qualified voter files voting book. That's a bald-faced lie. Jocelyn Benson has already come out and issued an executive guideline telling clerks they don't have to match the signatures. She's already done that. And I can guarantee people what I saw with my own eyes in the TCF Center, they did not match signatures in any poll book. Requiring every voter to present ID, or if they forget their ID, to sign a legal affidavit attesting to their identity. Okay, I don't have a problem with that one. We all go in and show our driver's license when we put out our application for a ballot. They check it. I don't know what they're looking at, but obviously they're comparing signatures. Next bullet point. Not allowing ballots to be counted after election day, comma, unless they are military or overseas ballots. Really? Excuse me. Wayne County has been counting ballots after election day forever. Brian Summerfield and I, who used to do this show together years ago, did election night results. We wrapped up the show at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning the next day of election to go home to go to bed because we had to be back on the microphone at 9 o'clock in the morning to do the live show. Many times winning everything. Republicans won the entire state. Every single office, if it was a presidential year, they won president, congressional races, state board of education races, Supreme Court. Got up, came back into the studio, did the show 9 to noon, and during that show and sometimes even after that day's show, Wayne County reported in. And guess what? They flipped the entire state of Michigan. One county. Not allowing ballots to be counted after Election Day has been going on forever in Wayne County, city of Detroit. So that's not a law, number one, and it surely isn't a standard practice being utilized by the Wayne County clerk. Last one. Requiring that voter interest groups are allowed to assign credentialed individuals to each polling location to monitor the voting process and the counting of the ballots. Being allowed to present challenges and irregularities. Not according to Jocelyn Benson. That's it. We're done. Go Tigers on Saturday. Now back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to Trucker Randy.